can't do this, you don't see me.
But can they not see us? But what's that camera?
What camera?
The camera.
What camera?
The camera that's been filming us. I thought you'd set that up.
Oh, that one? I thought that was you.
No. Who is looking through the camera?
Show us the microphone's pointing all over there. I think it's powerful enough to pick up my theatrically trained voice anyway.
Well, shall I twizzle it?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Welcome to Newsbox. It is Tuesday, the 19th of June, and this is the news. Here it is.
This is the news. In Pakistan, they made an image of the Queen and then burnt her. And they're very good at making these little
They're kind of like life-size dummies, aren't they? Like almost like Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
Like guys.
But it's like they've got nothing better to do.
Possibly they have. I wonder if they have like a backlog of naked figures that they then dress up when someone offends them. You go, oh, that Queen's offended us. Drag out one of the dummies, we'll stick it in a dress at the
every
ground.
Time we got offended, we went out into the streets and burned them.
Burnt the streets?
Burnt the person.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should be more demonstrative. See what,
if I'm just trying to think of someone who's offended us. Mm-hmm. If we made a dummy of them, it could burn for months. It would be massive.
Yeah, it would be fucking huge, wouldn't it? Yeah. But the problem is, when you... You can't set fire to fat, can you? Because it would explode.
I don't know. And I think fat burns quite... Well, it might cause a puddle or something.
Yeah, we wouldn't want anyone to slip
that. I don't know. So the Pakistanis are burning the Queen. Teddy Sheringham isn't bothered. He's been threatened with jail over speeding points and things and driving. Same as Paris Hilton, I think. He's gone, I'm not bothered, I'm going on holiday with some blonde lovelies wearing bikinis and tan and a smile.
Yeah.
So, well said him. How very clever of him.
Definitely. Tom Cruise has become a Scientology priest.
Has he now?
Yes, he has. I don't like him at all. I tried to watch what's that film he did?
It's been a few. Top Gun. Jerry Maguire.
Cocktail.
No, Cocktail isn't a good one.
I started trying to watch it and I just thought, this is ridiculous. I can't watch it because I hate the man. I had to switch it off.
Does that mean you're never going to watch Top Gun? It's a terrible shame.
It certainly looks like it. Unless he can be.
Have you seen Jerry Maguire in the past? That's quite good as well. I need the cost.
In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a film with him in it. Who is he anyway?
To know him is to love him, see.
How do I know who he is?
I don't know. David Hasselhoff. You ever see any of his films?
Yeah.
Knight Rider the film and Baywatch the film. he has won custody of his children over his wife. There's a battle because he was always getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been out and celebrated. Got drunk.
Told
him to fuck off.
How on earth did he win?
I have no idea. She must be really bad.
She
probably didn't want them. The Lord of the Rings musical opens today.
Mm.
It's the most expensive thing ever to be on the stage ever.
Mm-hmm.
25 million, which makes the Edinburgh Festival look like quite a reasonable cost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's sold 5 million tickets in advance. It's got quite a few to go before it. I'd be quite interested to see it because apparently it is amazing. The stage is really, you know, the staging of it is very clever. I think the story would probably be quite dull.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a musical? I hate musicals. I think it is a musical. So that would be it, but I'd be interested in watching the visual aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Well. We can go and see it, get some tickets for a fiver one afternoon. David Cameron is going to war.
Who with?
Britain.
Oh.
It's him against Britain, and he's battling for the freedom of Britain.
What's the key to the city?
He can't wait.
I don't understand the story. What's David Cameron doing?
He's going to battle for Britain.
Yeah, but... okay. What does it mean?
Well, what does anything that he says mean?
We don't know what it means.
Don't get furious with me just because he's a cock.
I've calmed down now.
Men in a village are very sad because there's 10 of them and only one woman.
That's a small village. Is she their mother?
No, but they're going to bus load of women in.
We don't need a load of women, they just need a car full, really.
Can't get nine in one car. I suppose
you well, one of those men, there's 10 men, one of them's gay.
Yeah. One of them will be a Judas type.
Yeah.
One of them will be a paedophile.
Yeah, so they only need a few. Big Brother, the news is they were set a task. They had to swim the equivalent of the channel, but between them. So there's like 13 of them, so it's not so bad. 21 miles. Still quite a long way, but they had plenty of time to do it and they could swap over. Chanel, very upset. She cried because Jerry said that she was unfit because she only managed to do 7 lengths. Now, have you seen that pool?
That pool is...
It's about the size of a bath.
Yeah, it's tiny. You can't really do a length in it.
No, it's really quite tricky, but anyway, she could only do 7 of them. I think actually it's fair to say that if she could only manage 7, she's a bit pathetic. And
it's surprising. I mean, that pool is tiny.
Yes, I mean, I could easily do 7 lengths of a normal pool. Maybe not an Olympic one, I don't know. I'm not bidding one there.
Olympic pools are fucking big. Surprisingly big. I think I could maybe do 7, but I certainly couldn't do more.
But that'd be half the way across the channel. You'd be fine. So that's the Big Brother news for today.
Gosh, well, yeah, that is slightly pathetic. Maybe she's not a very good swimmer. Anyway, playing darts is bad for your heart.
Darts? Does that happen to Bernard Manning?
No. He just had a black heart.
Why is it bad for your heart?
Well, I'm glad you ask. It's because... your heart rate soars just before you
throw a dart,
and it can be enough to
kill you. Bloody hell! Who'd have thought it, eh?
No, I did learn something interesting at the weekend about the heart, and then it only going and happened to me last night.
Yes.
You know this thing where you're if you're lying and you're kind of drifting off to sleep, and do you ever do a thing where you sort of go like that?
Yeah.
That is your, because your body's slowed down so much, is your body accidentally thinking
you're dead.
You're dying and sending a little charge to restart your...
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
It's weird though, isn't it? It's your body thinking you're dying.
Maybe a little, getting a little rest. Carphone Warehouse, they've stopped sponsoring Big Brother and they're now going to sponsor the X Factor, which is better in many ways for the Carphone Warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm sure more people watch the X Factor.
I'll tell you what, they could sponsor.
The Camden Fringe?
Yeah, sponsorship's available, cheap. Probably less money than the X Factor.
Well, they've paid them 20 million, so we'd settle for 20
quid. So, if anybody is listening,
wants to sponsor,
owns a company,
what can we offer them in sponsorship? Because we've already had the brochures printed.
We could do a little announcement before every show.
We could do beer mats that are their logo on one side, our logo on the other.
Yeah. They could have some information on our website.
It's not bad for 20 quid.
Not bad. I mean...
No, actually, to be honest, they're not getting the beer mats for 20 quid.
Oh, no, they'd have to pay for them.
Yeah, they'd have to pay for them.
And maybe send us off to a posh restaurant. See? No. Well, maybe throw that in if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, we'll go different, with you.
Obviously. Different levels of, you know... Yeah.
Do consider. You know they had all these wag weddings at the weekends?
Oh, yeah.
Can we just say the phrase, what was it?
Gag wag.
Yeah, we like that. Which will make it popular for Tetzel.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they had these weddings. John Terry, who apparently is the captain of the England football team, I never heard of him. He had Lionel Richie singing at his wedding. You think, oh, that's pretty good. Like a little intimate gig with Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive. But apparently he got heckled and jeered by all the guests, who were incredibly rude.
That's horrific.
I know, how awful is that?
Is he the blind
one? Is that Blenheim Palace?
Is he the blind one?
No, he's the one who goes out with the blind lady in the video for Hello. She makes a sculpture of his faith by feeling it.
Yeah. That's incredibly rude. How much did he get paid?
Didn't say.
A lot.
More than 20 quid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing well.
More than 100.
Probably. And I bet he had his flights paid for as well.
Because I'd pay 100 quid for Lionel Richie to perform at my wedding.
Oh, that's good.
Although, I don't really like him that much.
No, me neither. I mean, dancing on the ceiling would be amusing, especially if he did dance on the ceiling while I was sitting there.
Actually, you know what I would do? Is I would hire 100 Dalboy lookalikes to come and be in the congregation in amongst everybody.
That'd be good. You'd have a big wedding then. It'd cost you a fortune, this.
But all the sponsors.
Would they all fall through the bar at the same time?
Yeah.
A fella killed himself by jumping down the stairwell at Waterstones in Piccadilly. It's 5 floors. Pretty horrific.
I think that's happened before.
Well, no, this was the inquest.
Oh, right.
It happened in April.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember it from then. YouTube are rolling out 9 more sites. And they've only announced what 4 of them are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
One is YouScoob, which is for scuba diving, so it's going to be exclusively clips of scuba diving. There's also YouScoob, spelt differently, which is clips of Scooby-Doo. YouLube, which is clips of people lubing up. And YouBoob, which is when you upload videos of your tits. And there's been 5 others, but I couldn't think of anything else that rhymes.
So you're lying?
Yeah.
What are they really?
It's going to be local ones in France, Italy, Netherlands, Spain,
Poland,
Brazil, Japan.
A bear has really big feet.
Why the big paws?
Massive paws. Each one is 8.9 centimetres.
That's not very big.
No, each one of their little pincers.
And their nails. Claws.
Yeah.
Oh, the phone's gone wrong. Have you got any more to say on bear's feet?
Really, really big. Don't get into a fight with a bear, as cute as they might look. They've got huge feet. Quite good though if you stuff them and use them as an umbrella stand, something like that. Nice. Classy.
You know Tom Cruise, who you love?
Yeah.
There's rumours that his missus is pregnant again. She wears quite a tight ruched dress there. She doesn't look pregnant to me.
But is that actually them?
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
And congratulations to pretty lady Julia Roberts. Pretty woman, rather, sorry. She's not a lady, she's a woman.
Yeah, age 49.
Is she? She's had a baby.
Third one. She's been popping them out quickly.
She has. And more celebrity baby news. Angelina Jolie's been speaking out about Maddox, the oldest of her rainbow family. She says she takes him over to Cambodia every now and then, makes him eat crickets and walk around in gravel, hot gravel with no shoes. So he learns the hardships that she saved him from.
I'm not sure about that. Is that really what she said?
I quote her. The two of us take our shoes off, walk across the rocks, and go eat a cricket.
Brad Pitt, talking of
them lot,
says he's stunned he's still a sex symbol. He said, I keep thinking someone is going to take the crown away, but so far so good. But surely somebody's better looking than Brad Pitt.
Well, no, he's not saying, you know, he's the best ever, is he? I don't know.
He certainly thinks he's wearing some kind of crown.
I can't think of anyone who's better looking than, apart from Hugh Edwards.
Anyone that's better looking than
Brad Pitt?
Neil. No. Do you think he's the top person?
top person, really.
Really?
Yeah. He's quite handsome, isn't he?
But surely you can think of someone that you find more handsome.
Well, there's a difference between being handsome and being someone I fancy. There's actually quite a big difference between those two things.
But then what is it about him that you think is handsome if you don't?
He's very symmetrical. He looks like a proper man.
And?
A nice jaw. Oh, actually, I do quite fancy. Talking of fanciable, do you remember Saeed from The Apprentice last year?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be on telly tonight because he's a special programme about him. He actually looks quite fat and like he's put a lot of weight.
Oh, so. Yeah.
But sadly, it's on Sky One, so I won't be able to watch it. Mm. It's about because he's invented a special, basically it's like a hand dryer but for your whole body. So it's like a wind tunnel that you stand in to get dry, and you have to use towels, and it's supposed to be environmentally friendly.
It'd be quite good if it was in the shower, so that you finish your shower, you get
dry. Well, I think that's
dry.
The idea.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Anyway, there's going to be a whole programme about that. And interesting, he's talked about The Apprentice, huh? He's talked about how staged it is. The whole thing is an illusion. The offices aren't in Canary Wharf. There's no helipad. The receptionist is an actress. I knew that one. It's Frances. Anna Sugar's real secretary didn't want to be involved. Actually, she's too busy making phone calls. So they've just got some woman pretending to be Francis. The boardroom is staged in West London somewhere, and all the finalists work for him, or the two finalists work for him for 6 months before the final. Actually, I didn't know most of that, but I didn't know that it wasn't the real. I didn't know it wasn't the real boardroom. That's the studio.
That's quite interesting that the two finalists worked in for 2 months.
6 months. Well, that's how they do it, because that was the really interesting thing actually about the final, was you know, you watch the programme, then you turn over and watch The Apprentice, You're Fired. And whenever anyone comes on who has been fired, they always have a lot longer hair or have different hair. They look quite different. You can tell it was filmed some time ago, and just by the weather. But when they did the final, they'd obviously only just done it because Christina's son was in the audience and he was really upset. She's going, and she was saying, "I'm really sorry, you know, I know you're really upset because you only just found out that I didn't get the apprenticeship." And they're very sweet to them. But he just watched the show. So they only decide like a couple of days before the broadcast happens. But that's why it's so exciting.
So he makes his decision very much based on.
It's possibly, there. Yeah. That's quite possible.
Gosh.
Interesting. Bernard Manning died yesterday.
Wait, did we not mention that yesterday?
Well, we didn't, because it didn't happen until after we'd done the podcast.
Well, he's dead and buried now.
Gone.
Old hat. I wonder if we'll get to see more Bernard Manning on telly now.
Only for a day or two, and I'll forget again. They've been doing some testing on pollution in London.
Mm-hmm.
The worst bit is Marylebone Road, just down the road. Second worst, Camden Roadside. I didn't say which particular bit, but I suspect it might be outside our office.
One of those daily nappies you keep putting down there. A student was very savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Current student loan. Spent £300 on a piece of Banksy artwork. Just sold it for £80,000. Clever.
Well, I mean, lucky as well that Banksy became more and more popular. Astute, I guess he was.
Yeah.
Cadbury's are slashing jobs. 15%. Cadbury Schweppes is the main owner of this. Now, I was worried this would mean 15% less chocolate.
Does it?
No. They're going to concentrate on their top brands. And the fiber. And I was a bit worried, maybe Cadbury chocolate isn't popular anymore because of green and blacks maybe being more popular. We're going, organic, dark chocolate. Turns out green and blacks are owned by Cadbury's. And their top brands are Cadbury's, Trident, which I believe is chewing gum, Hall, which I think are
menthol sweets,
green and blacks, and the Natural Confectionery Company. So they must have loads that we've never, because I've not heard of most, I'm not really aware of those brands particularly. But there's more than that. It's Cadbury Schweppes, so there's Schweppes. They've made a new grown-up soft drink.
Okay.
It's on the telly, they've advertised it, but they didn't really explain what it is. Whether it's just lemonade or what.
It's bitter just lemon. Yeah.
Ooh, bitter lemon.
Bitter lemon for bitter people. eBay.
You've drifted away from the mic cleansing.
eBay.
Yes.
I love pick up a bargain today. But although actually saying that, don't, because the average price for selling some flip-flops, £7.
I'll tell you what, go down to your local news agents, buy, there's three magazines this come out this month that will give you a free pair of flip-flops, and you get a magazine to read as well. So.
Or a beach bag, average selling price £28.
Go to Primark, or Peacocks.
Sunglasses, average selling price £13. Again,
well, that will include designer ones, so you can see that.
Go to Primark. Dress, £15. Nice, but you won't find that one because that one's been sold. Have a look, see what you think.
Sadie Frost, she's got a new boyfriend.
Finally.
Yeah, Hugh Edwards.
No, but really.
Let's go out to someone called Christian Marr. I think he's a young fella because Christian starts with a K. Mm-hmm. And she likes him, doesn't she? It's her 42nd birthday and she's celebrating with a children's tea party. And that's going to be her mum, her sisters, her children, Jude Law, Kate Moss, and Kate Moss's daughter. Apparently, she's still alive. And this new fella. But apparently, though, Kate Moss has never forgiven Jude Law for hurting Sadie Frost. That's the news there.
Well, that's fair enough. As long as we can all sit around the table together.
What's the... No, I'm nearly asking you a really inappropriate question then. A woman has flushed her bra and panties down a toilet.
Right.
Don't know why. Mm-hmm. And it's caused an entire sewer to collapse. Because it clogged them up and there was a lot of, you know, there's all these floods. They couldn't bra and panties.
She had a lot of gunk.
In the bra?
In the pants, I'm thinking.
I don't think especially, but...
Well, you'd think that'd dissolve.
These pipes are not designed to carry bras and knickers, as a Northumbrian water spokesman.
It sounds to me like they were on the out anyway, those pipes.
Those pipes probably were Victorian and old. But interesting, I don't know why you'd... I was trying to think, because you might flush a pair of pants away if you shit yourself.
Yeah, good way of getting rid of them, actually. Yeah. I saw that.
But why would you want to flush a bra down the toilet?
Maybe
she was caught.
You need to get rid of
some evidence. It's not a very sexy bra by the looks of it. It looks more like a Primark sports bra.
But what's it got on it? What, you know?
Well, it's covered in sewage, obviously.
But what else has it got blood on it? Has it got spunk? Has it got pre-cum?
I've got a new one, post-period. Anyway, that's happened, so don't flush your bra down the toilet, especially not an underwired one, that's bound to get caught.
I bet that one was. I bet it was a large cup underwire. I can't see how else it could do any damage.
And the other story I liked off the internet today was, it's like, what's that film called with Robin Williams and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
I don't know.
To Buy Mr. Chips. And if ever, what if the man who cleaned the floor was the smartest man in the university?
They have that as an idea. Is that not a sort of a theme of Breakfast Club as well?
No, that's Misfits. What if the Misfits all made friends with each other?
No, but the janitor's very clever.
He died recently, I think.
Did he?
Actually, I've been headmaster.
He was the headmaster, wasn't he?
There's a guy, a Polish guy, he's come over and taken all our jobs cleaning at Glasgow University, and they went, oh, he's the cleaner, no one paid much attention to him, but then they realised they were watching the CCTV, and he was, he'd been playing the pianos, and he was absolutely amazing, just the most astonishing piano player, so they shut his hands in the piano, told him to get back his fucking job. Dirty pole, that's what they said to him.
Blimey. Sounds like he was getting ideas from his station.
Yeah, actually, in fact, he's playing a concert of Chopin pieces during the Glasgow West End Festival today.
Oh.
Or maybe next Tuesday.
Chopping boring. Palm Beach. Now, did you know that it was shaped like a palm tree, or did you think it was
just... I just thought there were some palms there. Oh, you see, I have seen that before, but I didn't realise... Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not Palm Beach.
Island.
That's an island. That's in Abu Dhabi or something.
It's an island, the shape of a palm tree.
That's all artificial, that is.
It's astonishing, though, isn't it? Do you want to go there?
Yeah. I'd love to go to
Dubai. See that sponsorship that we talked about? Actually, it's
sponsor us to go to Dubai.
We could stow away on the old QE2. That would be good. It's quite cool, that, isn't it?
It's very cool. They've got some good shit over there.
I think there should be more of that sort of thing. Bjork. Getting on a bit. And Hamas yesterday made, and apparently this is a threat, threatened to free Alan Johnston.
Ooh.
Surely they're saying, we'll free him. We say, if you don't watch out, we will free him.
If you don't watch out, we'll buy you a nice bunch of flowers.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't seem like a threat, although it depends in what state. I mean, we did cover his death last week, so who knows? Oh, and a good way to have a picnic is to have some strawberries, some beer, plastic cups, that sort of thing. And I've got another recipe for you.
Real, is it meat? Yes, it is.
Do you not want the meat in it?
No.
Okay, it's just an OXO cube in that case.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more recipes.